This is Active Lehigh Valley on 88.1 WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio.
Welcome to Active Lehigh Valley, generously supported by St. Luke's University Health Network. Our aim is to encourage listeners to be happy, healthy, and active. I'm your host this evening, Margaret McConnell, and today on Active Lehigh Valley, we're thrilled to be joined by a true legend in the world of track and field, Joetta. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Joetta is a four-time Olympian. She has represented the United States on the world stage for nearly 25 years, competing in everything from the Olympic Games to the World Championships. But her impact goes far beyond the track. She's a motivational speaker, author, entrepreneur, and advocate for physical and mental wellness across all ages. Through her company, Joetta Sports and Beyond, she empowers individuals and organizations with the tools to develop a champion mindset and lead healthier, more purpose-driven lives. Whether she's inspiring youth through her foundation, coaching business leaders, or working with schools and fitness groups, Joetta brings unmatched energy, wisdom, and motivation to everything she does. We're so excited to talk with her today about motivation, mindset, and what it really means to live actively at any age.
Right. Well, thank you for that introduction. Very polite and kind of you. I receive all of that. A lot of times when I hear people talk about me or what I've done, I kind of pinch myself because when you're doing it, you're not trying to do more at the time. You're just trying to be in that space. But when I look at what I've done, it's like, wow, you have done a lot over these years and tried to help people fitness, wellness, spirit-wise, and live a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, it's great. I know that you have a most recent accomplishment. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I think that you're talking about my race that I just had on July, I think it might have been 19th or so, when I won the USA Master Championships. I ran the 200 meters, which is shorter than what I normally would run. When I was a elite athlete, I ran 800 meters, but I'm now sprinting in the 60 to 64-year-old age group, and I won by over 3 seconds. Mm. I just missed the American record outdoors, but indoors, I broke the American record, and so that was really good, and I did set an outdoor American record at 100 meters this year as well. So I have two American records now.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
For those who may not be familiar with your story, can you tell us a little about your background and how you became involved in elite athletics and personal development?
Well, we have to go back a long time ago. I grew up in the city of Newark, New Jersey, when the riots came in 1967. My parents moved to South Orange. I went to school in Newark and South Orange, graduated from Columbia High School. When I graduated from high school, I was the top athlete in the country in any sport, and that's in 1980. I started running track and field. My father, the late, great Dr. Joe Clark, wanted his kids to do something that other kids were not doing. And at that time, Black Americans didn't run distance. Mostly, when you saw a distance, it was from Kenya and the African countries. He wanted to dispel the notion that Black Americans could not run distance and that we weren't smart. So back in the 60s, he said, do it. We did it. And that's how I got stuck in the 800, 1500, and cross country. I did do other events. I was a dancer for the Alvin Ailey Jr. Company in New York, and I played basketball, but my heart and passion was track and field. Hmm. So that's how I got started. I graduated high school, undefeated in high school, went to college, graduated from college, University of Tennessee, Lady Vols, Maytime NCAA champion. I set some collegiate records at that time, and then after that, I went pro.
Wow. So what was it like growing up in a family that valued education and sports? How did that shape your mindset early on?
Well, as a kid, you don't know that's happening. All you know is that we are doing activities, that we're traveling, the family's going to museums. My father was an educator. My mother had her own business. Her name is Jetta. And they were just putting that base, that foundation in us. As I got older, I understood the parallel between sports and education and how you can get scholarships and how you can have your own business and what skill sets I learned being an athlete. Being a businesswoman for over 30 years, those skill sets that I learned as a kid, I apply those now in business. And again, I don't think that we knew that that was going to happen, but as you look back and say, yeah, that My dad wanted us to be strong, be disciplined, have direction, have compassion, be humble, wake up early, get the job done, stay up late if need be. Don't make excuses. My mother always said, just because someone hasn't done it doesn't mean you can't do it. And I was paving the way in a field that neither of them did. They went to school, went to college, but they weren't athletes. Mm. So we were paving that space. Mm. And in doing that, you have trial and error. Mm-hmm. You know, what event are you going to run? What school are you going to go to? Where are you going to graduate? What are you going to study? All of that came back from running. Mm. Because from running, I got scholarships to go to college.
Right.
And that was something special.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you competed in 4 consecutive Olympic Games.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
What personal qualities do you credit with keeping you at the top of your game for so long?
One quality is believing in yourself. Hmm. You have to believe in yourself no matter what you're doing. And then also hard work. A lot of times people want to achieve greatness, but they don't want to put the work in. Hmm. And in sports or business or whatever you're doing, it requires you to be disciplined and to put the work in. And as I've gotten older, I've learned to work wiser. Not necessarily harder, but wiser. Mm. From the mistakes that I've learned as a younger person, I don't make those same mistakes. I may make some other mistakes, but I don't make those same mistakes. But what growth? What am I learning? What am I doing? So the quality that I have is stick-to-itiveness and never giving up on something. Mm. In business, when I go and try and get a grant or try to partner with somebody, they may say no. But I always say, don't give me a fast no, give me a slow yes. And that is what I use in life, whatever I'm doing, be it sports, business, with my family. Give me that slow yes, because I bank on myself, and if we work together, it's going to be a great partnership.
Mm, I like that slow yes.
A slow yes.
I might be borrowing that.
Okay, you can take that.
I'll make sure to credit it to you.
I appreciate that.
All right, this is about being active, right?
Yes.
And I'm really excited to be doing this particular topic because I'm hoping you'll give me some help here.
Okay.
A lot of listeners struggle with staying motivated, myself included.
Yes.
Whether it's getting to the gym, I hate the gym,
yes,
lacing up the sneakers, or just staying consistent, right?
Right.
So what do you say to people who feel stuck or discouraged or just don't know how to start?
I think that wellness and health is a lifestyle. Mm. And when you're trying to just lose weight or get into this dress or get into this bikini or fit this suit, that's not a big enough why. So the why is your lifestyle. And then once you lock into your why, then you figure out how you're going to do that. And a lot of times if you are just going to the gym because it's New Year's Eve or you know, whatever it is, that why isn't enough to keep you going back. So for us, it's a lifestyle. That's why we have a company called Joe Time Fitness. And Joe Time Fitness focuses on your mind, body, and soul. Strong body, strong mind, that equals a strong future. And we want you to understand that it's not about being an Olympic champion. Everyone can do that. Everyone can't be a 4-time Olympian, but you can be the champion of your life. And what does that look like to you? Mm-hmm. And once you hone in on that, you have your why, and that why will sustain you when it's cold outside, when it's hot outside, you know, when your friends are doing something you want to do and you know you can do, you focus on your why.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you need to find your why.
Yes.
All right. So you talk often about the champion mindset. Mm-hmm. Can you break down what that means and yes, how the average person can apply it to their daily lives?
Well, the champion mindset goes back to the P's in my book. I have a book called Jordan's P Principle for Success, Life Lessons Learned in Track and Field. And the P's all have a purpose. What is your purpose? Then you get prepared. You're patient. You get perturbed. You persevere, and then you pray. And if you use those P's, that gets the champion mindset in order. A lot of times, we don't look at ourselves as champions. We look at other people and say, God, if I could do that or if I could be that, it wouldn't work for you. Why? Because your mindset isn't right. Mm. The reason why they are champions in their fields or whatever they're doing or you see them as a champion is because their mindset is right. They know their purpose. They are patient. They practice, they get perturbed, they persevere, and they pray. And that champion mindset is something that's imbued in your spirit. And it goes with you in everything that you do. You can't have a champion mindset in this space, and then over here you don't have it. Mm. It's who you are. It encompasses your being. Mm. You know, that's a champion mindset.
So let me ask about the perturbed.
Yes.
Tell me about perturbed, because I'm pretty perturbed right now.
Yeah.
So I'd love to know how to take perturbed and into, like, turn it into action.
Yes. Well, when you get perturbed, it's like, when I was running, my brother put my sister-in-law in my event. And I say my event because she ran the 400, which was one lap. I ran the 800, which was two laps. She was the world champion and got Olympic gold medals in the one lap. He now put her in the two laps, my event. And I knew that she could run the two laps because, you know, she was really good at the one lap. And I got perturbed because I said, you know, why are you putting her in my event? She's doing fine over there. Let her stay over there. So I was perturbed. I was pissed off. And he said that it was something he had to do for her career. So in being perturbed, what you have to do is, yeah, it's okay to get upset and be perturbed, but what is that action item that you're going to do? So what I did was I focused more on me. There was nothing that I can do to change the fact that she is going to now run two laps and that my brother's now going to coach her against me. That's a fact. But what I can't control is how I perceive that, how I react to that. Initially, I was upset. I wanted to leave the group. But then I said, hey, if she's going to run faster, then I can run fast. In life, we get perturbed because we are comparing ourselves to other people. Mm. And we are trying to analyze and figure out how they're going to handle something in our space. When you're perturbed, it's all about acknowledging that you're perturbed, find out why, and then figure out what you're going to do about that. Mm. And so often we want to hang on to the perturbed and complain and tell everybody, have a pity party, but you're not moving forward when you're perturbed. You're stuck.
Right.
And we don't want you to be stuck. Mm. So when you are perturbed, it's okay to do that, but then you analyze why you're perturbed. Then I call it, you analyze, you organize, you initiate, and you follow through. So while you're perturbed, you analyze why you're perturbed. Then you organize your movement. Mm. Then you initiate a plan, and then you follow through with it. That's the only way you're going to get out of being perturbed.
Hmm. Okay.
Analyze, you're looking like, analyze.
Analyze.
Organize. Mm-hmm. Initiate, and follow through.
Follow through. Follow through. Mm. Yep. Follow through is important. Do you believe that motivation is something that you're born with, or can it be learned and developed?
Well, I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, and so I'm giving you my perspective from being an elite athlete, a businesswoman for over three decades. I don't think motivation is something that you can teach.
Hmm.
I think it's either there or it's not.
Hmm.
I do think that you can help people achieve goals, but they may not be motivated to do that. So what do you mean by that? Sometimes people do things not for motivation, but from necessity.
Mm.
I have to go to work because I have to pay the bills, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be motivated to do that job at a high level, but it's paying your bills.
Mm-hmm.
The motivation is that no matter what, you're going to show up in your best self, mm-hmm, to do your best job that you can do if you're getting $1 or no dollars.
Mm.
And I think that when you talk about motivation, I don't think you can teach motivation. You can't teach talent.
Hmm.
They either have it or you don't have it. You can get them better,
mm-hmm,
but you can't teach it. Either someone can cognitively remember things academically or they don't. Either they know numbers or they don't. Now, you can teach them 1 + 1, but the calculus and the other higher math areas, you may not be able to teach. They may not be able to grasp that. So my point is that motivation is something that I don't think that you can teach. Either they're motivated or not, but what you can have them do is be the best that they can be. Show up, you know, because when you, it's kind of, they overlap, but I think that if someone is motivated, then they're going to do whatever it is without you telling them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not motivated, then you're going to have to continuously get on them day in, day in, day out.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Okay. So let's then turn that to active lifestyle, right?
Okay.
So whether that's being motivated to take a walk every day.
Yes.
Or just knowing you should take a walk because it's good for your health.
Right.
Right? So let's just say, personally, I'd much rather be horizontal,
yes,
when I get home. I'd, yes, much rather just sit on the couch,
right,
read my book, right? How do I get motivation to get up and go outside and take a walk?
See, now remember, motivation is something that you don't teach.
Right.
So the walk I'm not going to motivate you to walk. What I'm trying to do is inspire you to be a healthier you, have a healthier lifestyle. And what is your why? If you have a why, then the how doesn't matter. For you and other people, you would rather come home and relax and however you do that. But if you want to have a healthier lifestyle, there are things that go along with that, which eating, resting, liquid. I don't like to say, I don't use the word the diet, just a healthy lifestyle, eating. Those go along with a healthier lifestyle.
Right.
But if you don't want to have a healthier lifestyle, then you will continue to do the things that you've been doing that has made you not have a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
And a lot of times people say, well, so what, you know, you seem so motivated. It's my lifestyle. If people that know me as a businesswoman, as a parent, they know me as an athlete, I'm always in a certain space. Doesn't matter if I'm speaking in front of 10,000 people or you and I. The energy is still there, the passion is still there, because that's my motivation. That's in my spirit. Now, some people, it's not in their spirit. So it takes them a lot of time to get motivated, to do something. That's why I say you have to know your why. And if you are trying to live a healthier lifestyle, also partner with people who are doing the same things. Get a buddy to do these things with. At Joe Time Fitness, we only say 20 minutes a day. People go out and they walk for hours or whatever, and there are different reasons. Sometimes you're walking for fresh air. Sometimes, you know, you're walking just because you have to, you feel like you have to do it. But why are you doing these things? And then you have to be intentional. You have to burn the calories. It's not, you go, you know, I walk for 7 miles a day. But you, I didn't do that. Someone might say that. But their pace was slow. They didn't burn any calories. So for at Joe Time Fitness, we'd rather you give me 20 minutes of good stuff. Be it a HIIT routine, jump rope, stairs. We meet you where you are, whatever your ability is. We have a program for you. And in that 20 minutes, you can burn calories that continue throughout the entire day, coupled with your caloric intake and what you're eating and looking at labels. So a lifestyle of fitness doesn't just start with you walking 7 miles on a treadmill or, you know, you getting up in the morning to do exercise. It is other facets that go along with the lifestyle. Again, your rest, your mind, you know, your caloric intake, the food that you're eating, and the people that you're surrounding yourself with.
Yeah. So it's not taking a walk with a bag of chips?
That won't work.
Okay.
That won't work. Or smoking. I see people walking and smoking. You know, I see, you know, you see a lot of things. So their whys are different. You know, we're laughing, but I see a lot of stuff like things like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think that when I'm in the valley, there's so many wonderful trails that we have here. If you don't want to go to a gym, you don't have to. You can do things at home. You could, you know, be part of our Facebook team and our YouTube channel for Joe Time Fitness, and you can follow along that way, and there's no charge to do that. There are different avenues for you to live a lifestyle of health and fitness, but you have to want to and putting yourself first.
Now, is Joe Time Fitness a physical location?
No.
Okay.
It's J-O-T-Y-M-E, Joe Time Fitness. It's not a physical location. Either you join and we do things online, we give you programs online, or you can be going to a YouTube channel,
okay,
or Facebook, and follow us along that way. But a lot of people want personal attention, so that's more private sessions that we do online.
Okay, okay. So you emphasize lifelong fitness, not just athletic performance.
Yes.
What does an ideal fitness routine look like for someone in their 30s? Then you go to 40s and 50s and beyond. You mentioned the 20 minutes. So is that your recommendation?
Well, that's a good question, because at 62, I'll be 63 next week, August 1st. And I just did the Masters Championships. And there were people there that were in their 90s competing. So it was from, 89, 90, 78. And they're running the 800, the 1500, the mile, their long jump, and their pole vaulting. I say all of that. It looks different for different ages and different people. At 62, I can no longer run as fast or as far as I used to, but I don't have to. But I can still run. So we adapt the workouts for my body and what I want to do now. And I think that someone that's 30 that's healthy and someone that's 62 and healthy, the 30-year-old person should be able to do more just by the age bracket. If you get a healthy 62-year-old and someone is 30 that's not healthy, I am going to do more because they're not in cardiovascular shape, mental shape, and a lot of people, when you look at their numbers, their visceral fats, subcutaneous fat, cholesterol, you know, a lot of people are probably 30, 40 pounds over where they should be. And you say, what kind of workout can you give them to help them get to a better, not only weight, but overall healthier space? And I say it within that 20 minutes, we have a program for you that works on your heart rate, increasing your heart rate for a certain amount of time, and then also do body toning. And as you get older, you have to do workouts that work on balance, lunges, standing on one foot, picking your feet up. As you get older, you shuffle. We work on getting those feet up so you pick them up and you're not shuffling. We work on your quads and your hamstrings by doing lunges. And if you can't stand and do lunges, you can sit and do lunges. So often people talk about, well, we can't do this. They give you a reason why they can't do something. Their why isn't big enough. When your why is big enough, you do it. Here, when you want to get married and you want to get into a gown, you're going to get into that gown, right? You want to get that dress, that gown.
That is a silly, silly motivator, but it works.
Right? You spend $80,000, $75,000 on the wedding.
Right.
And then you move into an apartment. You know, instead of putting it down on
and
the house.
And you never look like that person again.
Never look like that person again. You get all that money spent out. People said didn't like your dress, didn't like your cake, the band was bad, and you go back to your apartment. So your motivation is that, what is your why?
Right.
Is your why to have a big wedding to show everybody? Or is your why to move into a home?
Right.
It varies for different people. I'm not saying one is right, one is the other, but the motivation is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when you want to have a big why, then you do it. So for us, the 20 minutes, 25 minutes is all you really need a day, unless you're trying to compete for some type of competition.
Right, right.
But if you can get your walks in, get your heart rate up for a certain amount of time, keep it in that space for a certain amount of time. And again, you don't know that. That's why you have to have a trainer. That's why we can help you get to that space. At home, you can go online and listen to people. You can figure that piece out. But if you are working out, you also have to watch what you're eating. The sugar intake, you know, the salt. We have these fitness challenges that we do, that we have you no added sugar, no added salt, no candy, no junk food, no alcohol for 1 week.
For one week.
I'm looking at your face. And that is really...
I'm thinking of the big bag of potato chips that I have sitting on my counter.
Can't do that. For that whole week, you can't do that. Now, what happens is we would like people to, you know, wean their way off of it. Some people just stop for the whole week. But by day 3 or 4, because you only have 3 days left or so, we really want you to be in that mode to not do that.
Wow.
But it's a community. We work together and you know, you're logging stuff in and we're helping you do that.
Okay.
But once you get in that space and that mindset, your mind is filled. You feel better with your mind. You feel a sense of accomplishment. And you may not even lose the weight the first time, but it's about feeling good. And then about continuing after we stop the challenges.
Right. Okay.
We do a week challenge. We do a month challenge. It just depends on, you know, what we decide to put out for that session, for that cycle.
So speaking of the mind, what is the importance of mental fitness in tandem with physical fitness?
Right. The mental fitness is imperative because so often you want to give up on yourself mentally. As physically and also in work. And I think that when you look at the mind is very strong, is what you tell yourself. Instead of saying what you can't do, you say what you can do. And then you put some action items behind that. So a positive mindset is more than saying what I can do. It's about executing the plan. So you write down your goals, you write down when you want to accomplish them, and you take those steps toward them. And you don't make excuses. The mindset is to eliminate excuses. And you always say what you can do tomorrow. But I always say, be where your feet are. So your feet are here, right where they are right now. So do the task at hand now. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because when tomorrow comes, you're going to say, well, tomorrow. And then the next day, tomorrow. So enjoy and be aware of what you're doing right now. And that's the mindset you have to be in. Because tomorrow's going to come. Are you going to be prepared for tomorrow? Probably not, because you haven't done the stuff today. You know? So the mindset, when I tell people the mindset is more than saying what you can do is about writing your goals down, having a timeline, and then executing the plan. And it's okay. Sometimes we have a plan, we have a goal, we have a strategy for our life, for our fitness, for our family. It doesn't go that way. Once you see the bend in the road, it's not the end of the road. Just remember to turn. So when you come into that bend in the road and things aren't going right, you have to turn. Often we want to go off the cliff, go straight. The road is bending, so you have to turn. And you have to find out what you can do to make yourself accomplish the goal and to sustain it. I think that I use my S's. You know, what are your skill sets? What is the strategy? And do you have staying power? And in business and in track, what are your skill sets? Well, my skill set was writing, speaking, and inspiring people. That's what I do. So what is the strategy? Have a business that works in that space. And then staying power. It's been 3 decades I've been able to do that. So again, what are your skill sets? What is the strategy and staying power? Your skill sets are you can read the labels, you can read and find out what's healthy and not healthy. So and then what is your strategy? Well, every morning before I after I wake up before I go to work, I'm going to do this. Or in the afternoon, I'm going to do this. Or in the evening, figure out what that time is, and you do it religiously every day at that time.
Okay.
It creates consistency.
Right. Right. Yeah. The eliminating excuses. That's a big one.
Yeah. We all have excuses, and I think sometimes excuses make us feel like everybody else. But I like to say that you are extraordinary. So don't hang around ordinary people. They don't understand how you think, how you work, what inspires you. Hang out with people that are extraordinary like you. And sometimes people don't understand your vision. They don't understand your dreams. They don't understand your aspiration. They don't understand why at 62 or 30, 42 that you want to work out or go back and compete again. That's not their concern. My concern is that I stick to my strategy and that I accomplish the goals that I want to accomplish regardless of what people are saying. Well, why are you doing that? When I was a kid, well, why are you running track? Well, I didn't know I would get a scholarship to college. I got a scholarship, no debts. When I came out of school, people were saying, oh, I wish that was me. Well, you didn't understand what was going on at that time. So I always say, don't let people distract you away from whatever it is that you want to do. And having a healthy lifestyle, you have to understand some people are with you for reasons and some people are with you for seasons. And you have to be aware of that. Because if you keep people in your life for reasons through other seasons, it may not work. They may be more of a hindrance to your overall mental stability and peace. So it's okay to tell people that this is it. This is the last stop for you and I. And then they may come back and they may not. But what did you glean? What did you learn from that person being in your life at that time?
Right.
Now you've grown. You're a different person now. You think differently. You're eating healthy. You're not doing some of the things that you used to do.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you've changed. Well, I've changed because my mindset has changed. And I want to be a healthier me.
So please tell us quickly where people can learn more about your programs and your book and all of the above.
Well, the first stop you can go to is online. Type in my name, Joetta, and then my website comes up. But the website is joettasportsandbeyond.com. You can go on Instagram at Joetta Olympian. You can contact us via Facebook and also YouTube. And you can email us at joettaevents, E-V-E-N-T-S. At yahoo.com. I do events across the country, motivational presentations, positive health presentations, empowerment presentations. Communities have me come in and do health and fitness for all ages. But most importantly, I want you to understand that you are a champion, maybe not an Olympic champion, but be the champion of your life.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Thank you for joining us tonight, Joetta. And as always, thanks to St. Luke's for supporting this show. If you'd like to listen to this program again, please go to wdiy.org, the WDIY app, or your favorite podcast platform. I'm your host, Margaret McConnell, and this is Active Lehigh Valley.